Welcome back to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today, FIBA, FIBA, FOBA, FUM. In case you missed it, about 99% of us probably have, the USA men's basketball team has gone down to defeat twice in the past 2 days at the FIBA World Basketball Championship Games in China. After losing in the quarterfinals to France on Wednesday 89-79, Team USA's international winning streak was snapped at 58 straight games. Worse yet, the team cannot even earn a bronze medal for third place as a result of the loss to France. No! Worse yet, Team USA lost again today on Thursday to Serbia 94-89 in the fifth place consolation game. In case anybody really cares, Team USA does get a chance to grab the coveted 7th place ribbon against Poland in their final outing. In this biennial competition, which takes place between the Olympic Games, Team USA featured one of the NBA's best coaches in Greg Popovich of the San Antonio Spurs. Alas, even Coach Pop couldn't get the B-team of NBA players to keep the winning streak alive. Team USA's roster did not feature the NBA's top names. There was no LeBron James or James Harden or Steph Curry on this roster. In fact, only 2019 first-team All-NBA players in this year's FIBA tournament were playing for other countries. Greece featured the Milwaukee forward Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Serbia was led by Denver's starting center Nikola Jokic. No first- or second-team All-NBA players were playing for the American squad this year, though there were 4 Boston Celtics players, including third-team All-NBA guard Kemba Walker on the roster. The 2019 Team USA group suffered mostly from a lack of team play and reliable outside shooting. Center Mason Plumlee is a backup player for the Denver Nuggets of the NBA. Plumlee wasn't even the best player on his Duke college teams, so it's a stretch to think that he would dominate against other countries' big men. Regardless, Team USA led the field in rebounding through Wednesday's games. The bulk of the scoring for Team USA was expected to come from Utah Jazz forward Donovan Mitchell and the 4 Celtics. In games leading up to the Team USA loss to France this week, it's been apparent, though, that this year's squad has been struggling to play at a high enough level to bring home the gold medal or any medal this year. Before throwing our players under the proverbial bus, though, these are the players who at least volunteered most of their summer rest from the overly lengthy NBA season. By the way, regular season starts again in October. They did the best that they could against improved competition worldwide. In fact, the so-called bigger stars of the NBA wouldn't have necessarily waltzed a victory in this competition either. The lack of team play and accurate three-point shooting may have doomed any combination of NBA talent this year. So let's also give credit to the other teams in the competition. The final 4 teams, France, Argentina, Spain, and Australia, all have 1 or more players from NBA rosters too. Plus, the foreign teams have performed better from behind the three-point line. While Team USA shot a woeful 33% from behind the arc, France is hitting 45% and Australia 40%. In two-point shooting, Team USA made 52% of their attempts, mostly dunks, while Australia checks in at 59% and Spain at 57%. Team play, you ask? Team USA averaged only 19 assists per game. That's good only for 12th place in this competition. While Serbia is leading the way with 26 assists per outing, and Australia at 25 comes in a close second place. As China played host to these 2019 FIBA games, the mascot selected for the event was an imaginary character called Son of Dreams. According to his biography, he was bestowed with a pair of magical horns to give him the power to see into the future, envisioning plays and moves before they actually happen. Well, after Team USA's thud of an exit in this year's FIBA World Games, the future of the American squad should be to add a few more talented unicorns to the Olympic Games who will play better together as a team if we wish to avoid a repeat performance. Yes. I'm Swamp Swami.
I'm the victim of a basketball Jones. Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball. And I love that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me. Give them.